up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
The talk of the town, of course, is the sale of the Montage Resort to Strategic Hotels and Resorts, whose properties include the Hotel Del Coronado in San Diego and the Ritz-Carlton Laguna Niguel. The Chicago-based company announced last week that it's paying the princely sum of $360 million for one of Laguna Beach's crown jewels. With the sale price of $1.4 million for each of the hotel's 250 rooms, that puts the deal for the 11-year-old Montage on par with the Waldorf Astoria. The New York hotel sold for $1.95 billion last October, also at $1.4 million a room. The seller is an affiliate of the Ohana Real Estate Investors LLC, controlled by eBay founder Pierre Omeyedar. The deal did not include Ohana's other Montage properties in Beverly Hills, Deer Valley, or Maravilla Los Cabos. Montage Hotels and Resorts will continue to manage Montage for Strategic Hotels. Neighbors and parishioners of St. Catherine of Siena Catholic Church won a collective victory. Their outcry successfully beat back a proposal by AT&T to place a cell phone antenna in the church bell tower. Church neighbor Tyler Rootlieb and 40-year church member Kay Ross didn't really plan to mount an opposition campaign when they began alerting congregants of the proposal by handing out informational flyers in December. Eventually, a change.org petition and handwritten petition with 200 signatures were presented to Father Kenneth Schmidt, and neighbors paid $600 to file an appeal, halting the application process for a public hearing. The hearing was set for February 24th, but AT&T withdrew its plan this month. Laguna's abandoned pets and stranded pinnipeds are better off today because of a $720,000 donation from the estate of Enid Patricia Greaves, a 49-year Laguna Beach resident who died last year. Known to her friends as Patty, Greaves herself benefited from the kindness of others with the assistance of caring top-of-the-world neighbors who enabled her to live out her 91 years in the comfort of her own home. Greaves lost her husband and son before she herself died, but before her death, Greaves and her husband Don had already settled on donating their estate to animals. The $1.4 million in proceeds from the sale of their home was entrusted to a neighbor, and half the estate would go to Best Friends Animal Society in Utah, which the couple had visited twice on vacation. The rest went to Laguna Beach Animal Shelter and the Pacific Marine Mammal Center, which each were allotted one quarter of Greaves' estate, leaving them about $360,000 each. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.